Usually big black holes are found in galaxies far, far away. But scientists from the European Space Agency's Gaia mission have detected a sleeping giant hiding in the constellation Aquila, less than 2,000 light years from Earth, which is actually pretty close to us. When I say large, I mean a mass of nearly 33 times that of our sun. It's the first time a black hole of stellar origin this big has been spotted within the Milky Way. Professor Jos Bland Hawthorne is the director of the University of Sydney's Institute for Astronomy. His research team provided crucial modelling of the Milky Way that underpins research undertaken by the Gaia Project. Jos, this sounds like a pretty exciting discovery. What was your first reaction?
Just fantastic. This is this Gaia satellite was launched about 11 years ago, and it's been tracking the motions of 2 billion stars in the Milky Way. It's about a few percent of all the stars in the Milky Way galaxy, and watching how they're moving through the galaxy. Every now and then you see a few of these stars jiggle around, and you realize it's because it's an elaborate dance with another star going around it. But on rare occasions, you find these stars jiggling around, and it has no companion. In this case, it's what we've seen here. We've got this star which is moving around as if it's moving around something which we can't see. And there's no question that it's moving around this black hole with 33 times the mass of our sun, which is truly an amazing result.
Put that size into perspective for me. I mean, this, how does it kind of compare to previous finds of black holes?
Well, we know of thousands of black holes in the universe. They're either tiny, like the mass of our sun, and they flare up in X-ray emission or something like that. Or we know about monsters, which live at the middle of galaxies, like we have one, which is 4 million times the mass of the sun, right at the center. But there's this huge bridge between them, black holes, the mass of the sun, and black holes that make up the centers of galaxies. And they're missing. We just don't know where they are and what they are. They should be there because you can't just go from a star of the mass of the sun to a star which is 4 million times the mass of the sun. There must be some kind of growth thing going on. So the number of stars which are between like a mass of the sun and a million times the mass of the sun are very few. There are very few black holes known with that kind of mass. This is like a bridge, a missing link, if you like.
I see. This discovery has been made from wading through the data generated by the European Space Agency's Gaia mission. How good is this telescope and the data it's producing, and how is this mission expanding our understanding of the universe?
Right. So what's incredible about the ESA Gaia satellite, as I said, launched 11 years ago, is it really detects tiny motions. It's been described as watching someone's hair grow on the moon, and it gives you a sense of how slow a motion at a great distance it can see, which is an amazing thought, to see someone's hair growing on the moon. That's the analogy they use. It really detects the tiniest, tiniest physical movements on the sky. So what we now have is a map of the fluid flow, if you can imagine all these billions of stars around us flowing past us. And what we're seeing are motions around the center of the galaxy, motions far out in the galaxy. And in fact, this black hole we've discovered, what's really remarkable about it, not only is it 33 times the mass of the sun, which puts it in this bridge, this missing link region where we don't see black holes very often, but it's clearly fallen in from outside the galaxy. It's come in 8 to 10 billion years ago. This black hole, which we think is at least 12 billion years old, fell into our galaxy from outside. So it formed in another little galaxy, we think, and that little galaxy fell into our big galaxy.
I'm no expert, but I have seen the film Interstellar. Can we go into this black hole? Can we shoot something in there?
Well, it would be very... With modern technology, I would say no, because it's 2,000 light years away. So at the speed of light, it would take you 2,000 years to get there. So it would take us millions of years with our fastest technologies to get there. But you could, I don't know, maybe you'd have to find a way of sort of hopping across the universe faster than that. But I don't know how you'd do that.
Sounds pretty easy. Professor Jos Bland Hawthorne is the director of the University of Sydney's Institute for Astronomy. Good to talk to you.
Great fun. Thank you.
ABC RN helps you understand the world. Find more of our stories on the ABC Listen app.